From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. After months of uproar over the guidelines for transgender students in Fort Worth schools, the district released an updated version on Wednesday. Many of those who opposed the original anti-bullying effort applauded the new version, but some transgender advocates are crying foul. Critics of the original guidelines were vocal, especially about bathrooms. Opponents argued that the guidelines would have let transgender kids use the bathroom of their choice. Superintendent Kent Scribner says that was never true.
It was more than a misunderstanding, it was fallacy. And it was unfortunate that this issue of protecting students from being bullied became such a political football.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was the loudest critic. He charged into Fort Worth to call for the superintendent's resignation and panned the guidelines as social engineering. Back in May, he told KERA the whole process felt undemocratic.
There was no hearing. There was no school board vote. So when a dictator who parades himself as a superintendent, who issues an executive order in secret to bypass local control, then I have a role to step in.
On Wednesday, Patrick called the new guidelines a victory for parents' rights and student safety. In one of Scribner's first interviews since the controversy blew up, he said the guidelines are a product of a 2011 board vote that added gender identity and expression to the district's non-discrimination policy.
My job is to implement those policies with administrative regulations and guidelines. That's what we did here. We've passed guidelines on lice, we've passed guidelines on field trips, and this is another guideline. And I had no intention of engaging in a political debate. This is about protecting students so that they can learn.
After hours of school board meetings and community forums, the district has addressed one key concern from its critics. Under the original guidelines, transgender kids who asked for accommodations didn't have to worry about school officials outing them to their parents. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that violated state law. While Scribner insists the original guidelines were legal, the new version builds in more parental involvement. Now, when a transgender student needs accommodation, school officials are directed to sit down with parents and come up with an individualized plan.
The primary difference is the communication with parents is emphasized.
Nell Gaither worries about the transgender kids who don't have supportive parents. She heads the Trans Pride Initiative.
What the old guidelines did was gave a mechanism for students to be affirmed and to be supportive for those students who didn't have parental support. Now you've just said that those students who don't have supportive parents, they're disposable. They don't need to be supported.
Gaither says the original guidelines had specific language to help teachers, administrators, and counselors support transgender students and curtail bullying. That's all missing in the new version.
It's really important to have clear support written into school guidelines and other guidelines like this, a clear statement of support, and this doesn't have that now.
As for the question of bathrooms, Gaither wanted to see language to allow students to use the bathroom that fits their gender identity, regardless of their sex assigned at birth. When the Obama administration sent its own transgender student guidelines to schools in May, it said to do otherwise would violate federal law. Texas is now suing the administration to block those federal guidelines from being implemented. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.